As development surges in downtown Phoenix, bringing money and people to the area, there's another side to that story. Some small businesses in the area are being shuttered as developers buy up property and build new housing and retail spaces. The show's Lauren Gilger went to one of those businesses that just closed its doors, and she joins me now. So, Lauren, where'd you go?
I went to Roosevelt Grow House. It's an urban community garden and boutique on the corner of 6th Street and Garfield in one of the neighborhood's original historic bungalows. And as you said, they closed their doors permanently yesterday after they say they couldn't afford to buy the house from developers Desert Viking. The developers are planning a major project on the block between 5th and 6th Streets, which will include restaurants, retail, art galleries, and adaptive reuse of the 100-year-old bungalows on the street. I talked to Kenny Barrett at Grow House. He's one of the owners, and he says when they started the business in 2008, Roosevelt Row did not look like it does now. The building was abandoned, and the area was mostly urban blight.
In 2008, there was only one retail store. Now we have like dozens of coffee shops. There were none. It was very much a different community, and it was not as vibrant and robust as it is today.
So tell me about what's happened in the last, 6 months or so, as the developers and the owners of these spaces have changed.
So in the last 6 months, a lot of things have been changing. It seems to be speeding up quicker and quicker. A lot of major developments have gone up. A lot more condos are in the area, which is not necessarily a bad thing. For a lot of years, we've had a lot of vacant land down here, which we refer to as the, missing teeth of downtown. So it's exciting to see all those spaces get filled up, and it's exciting to see that more people want to live downtown. But as it comes with development, it's a careful balance. And if you're not careful, you run the risk of losing the things that existed and predated some of these newer developments.
Having all of this development happen is sort of something that you guys have been advocating for, I think, in Roosevelt Row for a while. But is there sort of a bittersweet side to this for you?
Yeah, for sure. We wanted to fill the gaps for sure. And I think, developing a vacant lot or, redeveloping an empty building, we all can get behind that and are supportive of that and excited about those things. But when a development comes in and needs to ask, our small businesses, our galleries, our creative spaces that really truly are the heart and soul of this community to leave, even if it's for a temporary amount of time so they could do redevelopment, if they don't then offer a comparable rent for the business to then come back, or even some sort of like scaling plan to where they could scale up to a higher rent, then ultimately we will lose those businesses, and therefore we will then lose our character for this district. And so excited and happy for the development, and we want to create vibrancy and density, but we want to be careful not to crush like the beautiful, delicate things that we've created here that make this district so special.
So Lauren, what's next for the Grow House?
Now Barrett says they're working with community leaders and city staff to find a new home for the Grow House, and he hopes they can preserve it. I also talked to Nils Krepke with Desert Viking. He's the president of the development company, and he says they're hoping to salvage as much of the existing buildings in the area as they can. But he says they need to get these buildings, including the Grow House building, up to code, and that means the current tenants have to leave while construction's going on.
I think there's great opportunities for those that have been part of Roosevelt to come back and be a part of it again, and that's what we certainly hope will happen. But, is it painful for that 9-month, 12-month period while all this is going on? Absolutely, and we understand that. There's some short-term pain, but long-term, I think it's going to be a real benefit to the neighborhood and to salvaging and saving those two city blocks. They're a key component to the character of the city of Phoenix.
But with development comes higher prices. Krepke says the rent has to go up because they are spending a lot of money on the project.
Lauren, it sounds like what's happening in much of downtown Phoenix as development in that part of the city takes off.
Yeah, that's true. And Krepke says his company has always been focused on adaptive reuse and historic preservation, and his goal is never to come in and bulldoze.
A developer could easily have come in here, acquired all these properties, and put high-rise on the site. And we don't feel that that was right for the neighborhood. We don't feel that it was in keeping with the character of the neighborhood. and all the fantastic things that are happening within that stretch of Roosevelt.
The new development, dubbed the Blocks of Roosevelt Row, is set to be complete in the fall of 2017. And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Mark.